good.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a good practice. You know, tough back-to-back, a lot of travel, so it's a little like getting the cobwebs out. Well, you know, I think obviously no one's happy to be 3-4, but at the same time, you know, it's not a disaster. You know, we're still right in the mix. You know, if we can continue to get better and win some games on the bounce, you know, we'll be right back in there. And, you know, I think everyone still remains optimistic.
What are you voting about this week, the way it's kind of going? What do you want to see? What have you found out?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing for us is as we get more cohesive, we'll have less turnovers. So I think that's going to be a problem that's going to go away. So for us, it just remains to be seen if we can rebound. And we got to scrap. We got to gang rebound. Everyone on the court's got to try to take a little more pride in rebounding and see if we can get one or two extra each, because, you know, our defense is pretty good. You know, we hold teams to 40-something, even if it's 47, 48% shooting, but they get 16 offensive rebounds. You know, that's a pretty good percentage when you factor in 16 offensive rebounds. So, you know, our defense is pretty good on the initial coverage, but we got to find a way to rebound, and, you know, that'll make it a lot easier for us to win games. Like I said, everyone's got to take more pride in it. You know, everyone's got to try to find a way to gang rebound, try to get one or two extra rebounds each, and see at the end of the night where that leaves us.
So talk about Robin Lopez maybe not picking up very well shot last season. Any particular thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I think Robin's still trying to get back to his best physically. You know, he's not moving the same as he did last year. He's not covering the same amount of ground, and it takes time. You know, backs are difficult, and what he had is not a joking matter. So we got to be patient with him so that he can get his athleticism back to a place where he's dominating like he was in stretches last year.
Last year, the rotation was so set, the season set, and so successful. What's it like for you trying to run the show when it's 42 different lineups?
Right. Well, that's okay. I mean, like I said, we're going to have some turnovers and some mistakes because of a lack of understanding or cohesion early on or familiarity, but we got to work through that, and you got to suffer the consequences of that. We can't stop playing. We can't stop trying and making mistakes that allow us to get better. So, you know, this is what we are. We're a deep, versatile team. We're going to have a lot of lineups, and we got to continue to push and make ourselves, more cohesive and feel better about each other every game. And if we do that, you know, we'll be a pretty good team before we know it.
Do you sense Hedo is frustrated? I mean, how is your position on this team trying to get him going?
Well, I mean, I think Hedo's doing pretty well. It's a tough transition for anyone. You know, you look at guys on our team, we're transitioning to the new guys, but it's even more difficult from their point of view to come here. Usually it takes guys months to, you know, acclimate to a new environment and team, so, and style of play. So it's going to take him time. I think he's done a good job of not being frustrated, being good teammates, and just keeping our heads down and playing hard.
How far is Hakeem coming just the last two or three weeks with your timing with you and everything?
I mean, I think Hakeem's doing really well. I think I feel like we're gaining an understanding of that, but I only feel like it can grow as well. So, you know, I think he's had a lot of success in stretches, and, you know, as he gets more and more comfortable, I think that'll only continue to grow and become more consistent.
Has he always been kind of a hidden talent in the league? I mean, he hasn't really ever bursted out to start him or anything? Or?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think, you know, he can be as good as he wants to be. I mean, you know, if he works hard and comes to play every night, he'll have success on this team for sure.
The national people, because of the way you got off, have already started to talk about you as a possible trade guy down the line. Did you sense that would, this has never really come up yet here in 7 years?
No, I mean, I didn't even think about it, to be honest. So, you know, I don't know what to say about it, but it's not something that in your, you know, what is this, 15 years? That is, it's not really affecting me. I feel like I've done everything I possibly can for this club, and, you know, if that were an eventuality, then we'd move on. There's no real loyalty in sports. So, but, you know, I signed here because I wanted to play with these guys and play for our fans, and I'd love to stay here. But, you know, my personal opinion is it's a lot of chatter and nothing substantial.
Is You got been close by anybody?
No, nothing.
Could you ever be frustrated with losing to that point?
I don't know. I mean, it was a pretty frustrating year 2 years ago, and I re-signed because I felt like we had unfinished business to do and really wanted to, you know, dreaming big, it would be to go to the Western Conference Finals and have a chance to beat the Lakers. And we got back and did that. And so, you know, now we're kind of starting at the bottom again, but let's see what we can do. Let's see how good we can get. Thanks, Coach.